It's a Wednesday morning, and that means we're checking in with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette in Schenectady. Judy, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Well, with today's warm temperatures, there is some concern for flooding in our region. The Mohawk River is close to the moderate flood stage in Schenectady this morning.
Yeah, this is in Schenectady Stockade section, which typically floods if there's going to be flooding along the Mohawk and along the Schenectady stretch. It flooded late Tuesday night. Today's weather forecast, with temperatures expected to rise into the 70s, is an added concern because no one knows exactly what those temperatures will do to all the massive ice jams in the river at this point. Warm weather also means more snowmelt will find its way into streams and rivers and make the river rise even higher. Last night, city firefighters and police notified residents in some of the lower streets in the stockade that water levels had risen to this 220-foot mark, which is the concern level. By 11 last night, water had covered the walkways into Riverside Park, and also spilled into the paved river observation area at the end of North Ferry. At last check, the gauges were still rising but expected to level off shortly. So this is something that people along the river and then along some of these small creeks and streams in our areas will be watching all day as the temperatures rise.
And the National Weather Service has issued a flood warning for Schenectady. Dr. David Harris will become the first African-American president of Union College on July 1st. College officials announced this yesterday.
Yeah, most recently, Dr. Harris had been provost and senior vice president at Tufts University in Massachusetts. He succeeds Stephen Anley, who is retiring on June 30th after 12 years at Union. For those unfamiliar with Union, it's a private liberal arts school founded in 1795 and has about 2,200 students. Dr. Harris addressed students yesterday at the college's Memorial Chapel. He called on the college to be part of a renaissance of knowledge and expertise in public and educational life, designed to counter fake news and the denial of fact. Harris is a sociologist by background with both undergraduate degrees and a doctorate from Northwestern, and has also held multiple titles at Cornell. He was Deputy Assistant Secretary at the Department of Health and Human Services in the Obama administration in 2010 and 11, and he focused on programs to reduce poverty and promote opportunity while he was there.
Judy Patrick is editor of the Daily Gazette. Judy, thank you.
Thanks, Jim.